You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
I think it's a little bit on both those guys have to stay healthy at the same time, both Kincaid and Knox. And I think if we're being honest, Kincaid probably has to take a decent step forward. There's an expectation level that he's got to become. Knox is proven to be a good player. So yeah, I would love Buffalo to do it. You know, Kincaid's got to take a step and he's got to stay healthy enough to get capable of it. The sixth offensive lineman thing was kind of 12 in a way. It kind of was, but it was an obvious fit, like a heavy 12, I guess, because it was such a blocking emphasis rather than a pass catching emphasis. But I totally agree that it would diversify in a way that would be less predictable.
Dan Orlovsky of ESPN also just penned his new contract with ESPN.
Rare ESPNW.
I know. I like Dan's. I like Dan Orlovsky. He's really good.
And all of his, like, he kind of deep dives and he does that right there.
He's
talking about
actually
the Bills
good yeah. at, you know, bringing analysis, not hot takiness.
On Kincaid, though, because he brings up a good point there. We've talked a lot of the receivers, and I do wonder, I mean, we'll talk about Elijah Moore here in just a second because I am very excited for what he could offer. I do wonder, though, if maybe a guy like a Keon Coleman, because of his play style, could be left out because he's not the quick, twitchy, I get open fast. And that's kind of the big negative for him is that his separation is not that great.
Right.
Kincaid, not to the same vein, but to a certain extent, I also wonder if he could get left out. Allen's not really been the biggest tight end lover, I guess, in terms of where his targets go. Knox was a big threat of his back in, I think, 21 or 22 when he had a big touchdown breakout season. But that was more due to breaking out of those plays and running to his right and just uncorking one to Knox. You know, those are the plays I remember of Knox really breaking out. Kincaid has not been that at all. And if anything, Allen and Kincaid just have not been on the same page. I can't say Kincaid's been a bad player. Most of the underlying metrics really like him. It's just him and Allen have not been on the same page really at all.
And honestly, that's kind of more on Allen.
I don't disagree.
Like,
he's open, dude. You got to hit him.
Hit him. At some point, production does matter.
The Colts game where he ends up getting hurt.
Yeah.
He's open down the field. Allen just well overthrows him, and it ends up hurting his knee.
And, of course, the last play that we've seen from Kincaid is a drop.
Not a great play.
It's a play he adjusted well to as well.
Mm-hmm.
On a tough throw from Allen. It is in the neighborhood. Kincaid makes a good adjustment on it. He just doesn't reel in the football. But, yes, at some point you do need to have production. Underlying metrics are great and all, except for the fact that sometimes they only tell part of the story. And it's not favorable, though, because why are you not getting numbers if you are so good at, you know, finding yourself
with. I mean, that was my big issue with him last year. I mean, I've been pretty hard on Kincaid for like the last 12 months.
Yep.
And that's part of it is like the underlying numbers are cool. They don't tell the whole story. Production hides a lot of warts for a lot of players. If you produce well, no one's going to have any issues. People will get annoyed if it's just all underlying numbers and you're kind of just waiting for like the big pop game. Kincaid broke records for the Bills his rookie year in terms of the tight end position. But I think most of us were kind of like, yeah, but he's not Sam Laporta. And then you see some of these other guys, not totally comparing them, but Brock Bowers comes in year one and is up there in receptions for all players,
right?
Not just tight ends.
Not just tight ends.
And Kincaid, like there hasn't been that game. And it is also super frustrating because the season they lose to Stephon Diggs, there was that expectation that Kincaid will maybe be their number one. They spent a first-round pick on him. Here he comes. Like, where is
the – it's what it was pitched as.
Where is the game? And I'm not asking for him to have what he – you know, at Utah, when he played USC, where he had like 16 catches, 200 yards, and a touchdown. But where's the 8-catch, 100 yards, touchdown? Like, okay, boom. That's a game where Kincaid dominated. He was awesome the whole time. He was one of Allen's best targets. The efficiency was great. Moving on. That hasn't really happened, but you do wonder, are we even having this conversation at all if Allen hit a few more of these throws?
Yeah, it's a tough conversation to have when it comes to Kincaid because you want to see that athletic profile work because it should work.
And also the problem is, too, we actually don't – we know he's athletic because you can watch him on the field, but we don't have the numbers. He hurt his back at Utah. He didn't participate in the pre-draft process. We don't have a, quote-unquote, 40-yard dash time where you're like, that's the guy.
But honestly, I'm okay with – I'm not needing it because now that number probably leaks more into this potential thing. And it's a frustrating conversation to have there. But I don't want it to get more frustrating talking about him. So I'm glad that I don't have that number.
You're probably right, because then if we were still having the same – if everything went the same, you just participate in the pre-draft process, yeah, there probably is the, like, why aren't you using him more on tight end screens or something like that? Just get him the ball, all that stuff. It could end up being far more frustrating.
Also, being a smooth runner does not have to equate to being a fast one.
Mm-hmm.
So
– that's probably right.
That is probably the other part of this.
803-0550, the number to call. Been talking favorite seasons today. Ashley tweeted in 2024. She says, yes, probably a bit of a recency bias, but the quality of wins, plus Josh MVP, plus some crazy plays at home, the 61-yard field goal, 4th-and-2 versus Kansas City, lateral in the snow, the Terrell Bernard punch-out versus Baltimore, etc., takes it for me. So few low points and a lot of highs. I think that's absolutely true. Last year you could argue it got kind of boring at times, where you're just like, okay, give me to January.
No, because not boring. It was also... Not only did you go 10-0 on totality at home, there was a new bit. Mr. Brightside in the fourth quarter.
Oh, that was fun. That was fun.
There was a new bit. And that gets the fans going. There is an MVP season. It was an incredible year. They lost all of four football games.
Mm-hmm.
Technically three.
Yeah, if you're going just regular season.
Well, I'm going on... the last game against New England doesn't really count. But those two losses at the beginning of the year aside, that dip between Baltimore and Houston, even the Rams game is exciting.
The Rams game is awesome.
And it's a destination type game. You at least got your money's worth.
And to be fair, the following week against Detroit was a ride.
Yeah. They were dominant and yet also dramatic all at once last year, and it was kind of fun that way.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones here. Curtis is up first. Curtis, good morning. How are we doing today?
Hey, I'm doing well. How about you guys?
Doing very well.
I was telling the screeners, when you guys was like going over the highlights and everything, and I'm like, oh, yeah. Then you were saying one, and I said, how many times do we got to score? And you said that, because that was my favorite. That was one of my favorites.
The best quote.
But, there was, I believe it was that year, and I love Dave. Dave was one of my favorite Bills coaches ever. He called this sick 2-point conversion. It was a Statue of Liberty. It was sick. And oh my God, I can't remember the play. I just remember it was like a Statue of Liberty type 2-point, and like Josh probably could have just punched it with his fist to the receiver. And oh my God, I can't remember who it was, because they went for a lot of twos that year.
They went for a lot of twos. And Curtis, yeah, thanks for the call. You know what I remember a lot with Dable, especially in those peak years, 20 and 21? Really, it was the wide-open touchdown passes. The schemed-open Gabe Davis is just like, oh, no one's around him. And just Allen just floats one over. San Fran's the perfect example there. I think even his first touchdown – No, his first touchdown against Vegas was a little different. But he had a few where it was wide open. The Devin Singletary touchdown in 19, the trick play there. I remember a lot of the trick plays were a big thing for Dable.
Denver,
yeah. That's
Jay Kumerow is dialed up with a perfect route.
Yeah.
And Allen dots him.
Jay Kumerow.
Yeah, baby.
Man. Now it's funny, Curtis brings up that, Dable's one of his favorite coaches. You look back at that era though? And that was not true for a lot of people.
You know what's kind of funny about that with Dable is you mentioned how 2020 is your favorite season. 2020 is also, of course, Allen's ascension, everything like that. But it's also the consistency of the Bills' offense.
Mm-hmm.
Zach, do you want me to read you the offensive rankings since 2020?
Well, I know they started 2 in 2020, but yes, let's go.
So, second... Third, both under Dable.
Mm-hmm.
Second, with Dorsey in his first year. Sixth, and Dorsey gets fired.
It's funny to me that, because you even said second his first year, and I'm like, I feel like most people weren't convinced with Dorsey at all after year one.
No, but Josh Allen's still Josh mm-hmm, Allen. Mm-hmm. So they were second. Then they go to sixth.
Well, that's why. You're out of Dorsey, the top five. Get out.
Yeah, Dorsey gets canned. And then, Zach, where were they last year? In their favorite spot over the last 5 years. Second. It's nasty
and it's not,
work.
And what's funny, it's not the same team.
You're in the top five. You're not in the top five. Get out. But also, it was after that Denver game. And holy brother, that needed to happen.
But it is funny. It's not even the same team that keeps taking the number one spot. They are different teams, but the Bills just find themselves second or third all of these years. They have become so consistent. A lot of it is, of course, the Josh Allen ascension. It's the fact that fourth downs have now become freebie downs. They're able to operate very differently from a lot of other teams in the NFL where, in reality, if it's fourth and one, it's four down territory, kind of no matter where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
And then has also led them to maybe – be comfortable running the ball more. I know Mike and Chris have talked a lot about this on the afternoon of, if you're a team that knows you're going to have four downs, why take so many risks on first and second down? We have four downs to get 10 yards with a 6'5 unicorn at quarterback. We'll be fine.
Correct.
And that has absolutely helped them. I mean, you look at their fourth down and third down conversion numbers. That's why they're able to score so many points. It's hard to get them off the field.
And it's also because fourth down and short, it is not just a possibility. It is something they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
McDermott does not fear fourth and one, fourth and two. Fourth and inches is basically an automatic at this point.
Yeah, 100%.
Except for one time.
Well, I mean,
last game that they play.
It's going to be frustrating. We'll say it's 100%, but it's not. I mean, the Eagles, the same thing. The Eagles have had their tush push stopped at times.
It's a 90%er.
Yeah.
You go with those numbers. And it's just that, it ended up a coin flip in the last game that they played. Don't hurt me. But the thing about it is you have a unicorn quarterback. Fourth down and short means they're going for it in most situations,
mm-hmm.
except for if they're very easily on their own side of the field. It's a three and out sort of territory, and it's fourth and two. That's the only but they're on the 31-yard line. They're not doing it.
Yeah.
That's fine.
It's fine.
That's fine. I'm not going to be mad about that.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, they're even near midfield and they're still on their own side. They'll do it.
Yeah. 803-0550, the number to call. Talking favorite seasons today. Rob is with us. Rob, how are we doing today?
Hey, long time no talk, right, guys? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you very much. I'm laying here listening to you guys, and I really had to think real hard, being at the fact that I am 60. I mean, back in the 90s, it was very enjoyable with those teams. But for me personally, it's sentimental values. 2021 was special to me because I got to see the Bills play the Jets at MetLife Stadium. I had four rows from the end zone, and the tunnel was right off to my left. And during that game, all the touchdowns were scored by the Bills on my end, except for one. And I think it was Kumara that caught the pass on the other end of the end zone. And in a matter of fact, Gabe Davis had caught a bomb right in front of me. It was like right at the 5-yard line. He kept both feet in bounds. It was a beautiful catch. But that was an awesome game to be at. And then, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't that the New England game where we went perfect?
That is that wild card game. Yep.
That I'll never forget the first touchdown, the throw to Knox in the corner when Josh Allen rolls out to the right and he found him right at the back. And I had a picture of that, and it was actually in my screensaver. And then, of course, we went to the playoffs and played Kansas City Chiefs. And the 13-second game was probably one of the most exciting games I had ever witnessed in my life. And the reason why it's sentimental values is I don't want to break anybody's heart. I'm good with it. But that was the last season that I've been able to watch the Buffalo Bills because I am blind, which you guys know. Mm-hmm. And so people ask me, you know, it's like, and I tell them the last game that I was able to see was the 13-second game. So it's like, that was memorable. And I also know that without a doubt, and I'll tell anybody this, and you guys might agree with me, but if we had won that 13-second game with the momentum, there was no way in hell that Cincinnati was going to come to Buffalo and beat us. That was a year we were supposed to play the Rams in the Super Bowl. There was absolutely no way that Cincinnati was going to beat us. And, but I enjoy the games by listening to them and then listening to you guys, you know, telling me all the stats and what's going on. You guys are my eyes. I love you guys. Let's go, Bills.
Thanks, Rob. Always a pleasure. And you know, Rob brought it up there, too. I think it doesn't always have to be like a championship-winning season. There is sentimental value to a lot of these seasons of what's going on in your life and stuff like that. The 13 seconds, I'm gone back and forth, like with Rob said there, the momentum, how the offense was playing, like going into Buffalo against Cincinnati if they had won that game. I've gone back and forth because Cincinnati does ultimately beat Kansas City, and Buffalo turned out had problems with that particular Cincinnati team. Maybe it's just how I'm sitting with it today. Cincinnati also needed a truly monumental collapse by the Chiefs to win that game in overtime.
They
needed a lot to go right.
In order to go to the Super Bowl, they also needed to shut down a Titans team that sacked Burrow 9 times. The Bills defense couldn't at least get that job done? Like, yeah, they have their struggles against Kansas City in the playoffs. But that does not mean that their defense would have struggled against Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Could it have been a tighter, like, lower scoring game than you're used to in that postseason?
Sure.
Maybe. But the sad thing is that we will never know.
Right.
I go with this on 13 seconds, though. It is not a game that I have to avoid talking about or avoid watching. That game is one of the most iconic playoff games in recent history. And it is also known as, it's a shame that a team has to lose that game. That's what that is. What you witnessed was greatness. It's just a shame that there has to be a loser.
Yeah, someone will walk away with that being
someone will walk away on the losing end, and it is a shame. If the Bills don't collapse, for example, at the end of the fourth quarter there, it is a shame that the Kansas City Chiefs do not win that game.
And that's early enough in their dynasty run that could be massive to where they go forward.
Yeah. And that's why I'm like, I will watch that game. I will rewatch that game because it is an offensive masterpiece.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills were almost dead to rights. And then what happens? Josh Allen uncorks one to Davis back in it.
Oh, I remember exactly how I felt at that, too, because it was me and my brother were arguing about, like, are the Bills – and I was like, no, they're not. Okay, we're back in. Never mind, we're fine.
And then there's a possession where Andy Reid divides by zero and breaks the chain of command and has not Travis Kelce, but I think it was Noah Gray at quarterback for, like, a speed option in the red zone.
I love that.
And they're forced to kick a field goal. And it allows the Bills to take the lead.
Yeah, it's an unbelievable game.
It was an unforced error type call by Reed where you're like, what's this all about? Okay, you have Noah Gray running a speed option to the right.
Interesting.
Are we sure about that? Okay, they stopped it. All right.
It's an unbelievable game. It has its own Wikipedia page that tells you anything.
That's the thing.
It's one game and it's
a game with
its own
thing. A moniker.
13 seconds. Yep.
That's the thing. It's not just because the Bills collapsed in 13 seconds. It is because that game was electric, and it followed up a game that was electric. The Rams Bucks game in the NFC divisional round, literally right before it, sees the Buccaneers storm back.
As a neutral fan, that had to have been some of the best football you've watched, that day alone.
And then you're like, oh my God, is Tom Brady really this inevitable?
Mm-hmm.
And then Kupp catches a deep ball on a busted coverage. Rams kick the field goal.
Yep.
Win the game. And then it's like, hey, Buffalo, Kansas City, have fun topping that.
And then they do.
And then they go, hold my beer.
Yeah. And
also
then
hold
and then
your
they do.
Beer.
And that's also probably the game that also kind of coined, like, this is the new Manning Brady.
Yes.
Because it was arguably better already at that point, because the Manning-Brady thing was just, it was the two best teams, but Manning always played poorly. This rivalry started with, no, they're both playing great. The Chiefs just might be a little bit better. But they're both playing unbelievable football.
Even with that season, as great as it was in 2021, there is a kick in the shin in that year.
Oh, I have a lot of them. 2021 was a weird year.
2021 has a kick in the shin game.
Yep.
One of the two times that Urban Meyer collected an NFL win, the 6-9 Jacksonville loss.
Yeah, there's a few of these games in this season in particular. Like, we all know
there's
how
the overtime loss to Brady.
Yeah, we know how it ended, and it was awesome, but they also open up the year after 2020, running through teams, make it to the AFC Championship. So great. They lose to Pittsburgh at home with fans back in the stands.
And that was a special teams gaffe type day.
Yeah.
There's a punt blocked for return for a touchdown late in that game.
They're blown out by the Colts later in the season. Jonathan Taylor goes off.
The Jonathan Taylor game where I'll never forget this one. I had played in the 11-day power play the night prior, did breakfast with the Bills at 7 a.m., went to bed, woke up midway through the second quarter, saw that Jonathan Taylor was doing what he was doing, and went back to bed.
Yeah, just went right back to bed. did you mention the Patriots win game?
God.
14-10,
well,
baby.
Hang on. That is also the congratulations on your one-year run.
Oh, yes. That is right.
The Art of War, Sun Tzu.
Yep. They even limp kind of into the playoffs. They win four in a row, actually. But, like, against Atlanta and New York, the offense doesn't look like it's humming. They don't look right. To me, the perfect game against the Patriots, and why it will always, be maybe the best playoff game I've ever watched for the Bills, is because the 2 weeks prior, it didn't feel like they were going to go on a run. And then by the end of the New England Patriots game, I was like, okay, they know now how to play the system. They're here for the playoffs, and they're going to hold back some tricks. Their best play is going to be in the playoffs. Like, that's just who they're going
to
be.
Not to mention, I do believe that New England game in 21 is, in the regular season, in New England, that's the Isaiah McKenzie game.
Let me check. I believe you're right.
He has 11 catches, 125 yards, and a touchdown. That the man was nasty that afternoon.
So there's actually a few games in this year that ultimately lead the Bills to make some not great decisions based off one game. Gabe Davis, 8 catches, 201 yards, and 4 touchdowns is sort of the reason why he stayed around, I think, as long as he did.
Yes.
And then McKenzie, kind of off of this game, or at least kind of the thought is after this game, the feeling was he could be our full-time slot receiver.
But also, the reasoning behind that was also Gabe Davis is out.
Yeah.
I do believe that was a COVID protocol game.
Can't remember that, but yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Cole Beasley is also out.
That's why McKenzie takes up that role.
McKenzie has to take the role because it's Davis and Beasley both out for COVID protocols, and it's McKenzie that shines.
Mm-hmm.
And they fed him 11 catches. The man was on it because New England was like, okay, Stephon Diggs has tormented us. We need to not let that happen.
Still kind of did.
And also there's no literal act of God-type weather to help us this time around.
And it's still kind of a close game, by the way, even to the end. It's kind of close.
But man, that was
that's it. That is a weird season because of the high highs of 2020. Most of the regular season for 21 is kind of this crawl. It's uncomfortable. They're 6-4 after the Colts loss. They're 7-6
after the Tampa loss.
After the overtime Tampa loss. Although most will argue that's when they got fixed. The offense was performing.
The second half against Tampa, they look better. They look like the team that they're supposed to be again. It seems like they've got things righted, and more so, that's what happens. Like even against Atlanta, they have 3 turnovers, but they still put up numbers. The Jets game, they do just fine, honestly.
Mm-hmm. It's just not very efficient.
It's just not efficient, but they do put up points. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the playoffs happen the way they happen, and it's just – it is wild.
You do wonder, though, with how they're playing in those first 2 weeks. I know why I mentioned it. I go back and forth a lot with it. But the way they had played the wild card game and the divisional game, if they do close it out against the Chiefs, I can fully understand why people were thinking Cincinnati's not stopping us at home. I can fully understand that.
I understand both sides of it. It's just – it's a shame we will never know. Just like in 2020, mm-hmm. it's a shame that Chad Henne has a fourth down conversion because you would have gotten the Lake Erie Bowl for an AFC championship.
That is 2020. That's right.
The Browns and Bills – would have been the matchup if that conversion is not made.
I mean, I think about that too. That's 2 years after the 2018 draft. So what you would it, let's say that happens.
That's Mayfield Allen.
Let's say that happens. You have Lamar wins an MVP in 2019. Unbelievable. And then Allen ascends in 2020 going to the AFC Championship against Baker Mayfield, who would have resurrected the Browns, and here they are. It's the 90s and 80s all over again. I mean, how does that change? I know it's Chad Henne, and sure, you beat him, but how does that change how Cleveland feels about Baker if by year two they're in the AFC Championship game, including one of the playoff wins?
They probably don't get rid of him.
Even with the injury and all that, they probably go, guys, we can't.
There's no way.
He's our guy.
We almost made it to the Super Bowl. By God, if, like, for example, if the Browns were to have beaten the Chiefs and then the Bills,
mm-hmm.
you're not letting that man go.
You're not letting him go. I always think of, I don't know if you've watched them, Dave Demeshek's NFL What If.
Yes.
A series he did on YouTube, I think, for the NFL Network. Correct. As well. I just love that stuff, and I still kind of do it in my head.
Branching almost. Timeline things are kind of fun.
And I do think about that. Like, what if Chad Henne doesn't get that and the Browns close it out? Even if the Browns lose that AFC Championship game against Buffalo, it'd still be like, guys, 2 years into his career, look what he's done for you.
Well, then you're also bearing the lead of, if they lose to Buffalo, this city's doing backflips.
And that's the thing, too, yeah. Well, but the Bills have gone on. We know how, you know.
But then they're also going up against that team.
Oh.
That guy.
Yeah.
Oh, dear God.
It would have been the Tampa Super Bowl.
It would have been the Tampa Super Bowl. And we're probably all throwing up, crying, punching things because, like, you're having to face Tom Brady in a Super Bowl.
Especially because I don't know if that 2020 team was necessarily, quote-unquote, ready.
No.
They get blown out in the AFC Championship game to Kansas City. But it would have been really cool. But ultimately, Tampa wins that game based off of a lot of injuries to the Chiefs' O-line and Mahomes himself being hurt.
Right.
And even then, Mahomes still works magic. Allen, I would still argue 2020 is his best season.
But then you're also looking at
man.
You're looking for revenge for the overtime loss. Mm-hmm. So you know the Bills can hang.
You know they can hang with them.
But you're facing Tom Brady in a Super Bowl. Is this the ultimate revenge plot line?
For everything, yeah.
Oh, my God. Everyone heading into that game is screaming, crying, throwing up.
That would have been a lot of fun. 803-0550, the number two call. Didn't get to Elijah Moore yet. We will get to him because there was a video he posted yesterday that I know has gotten a lot of people, including myself, very excited. But, of course, always going to be talking about your Bills' favorite seasons today. Love to hear your thoughts. Heard from a few of you. And we're going until 12 o'clock when Sabres Live will take over. This is WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I just know what I can do. You know, at the end of the day, you got to believe in yourself. The world already is moving at a way to where people are scared to take risks, but it's not a risk. I know what I believe in. I lean on my faith. I lean on God. God is real to me. So at the end of the day, I lean on him. You know, I trust, I know what I can do. I work my ass off every single off season. I work my ass off every single season. And I just know that I'm the type of player that's going to show it.
News Bills wide receiver Elijah Moore back at mandatory minicamp. I loved Derek. I loved how open he was about his process and even the early stages of his career. Only 25, going to turn 26 next March, so next free agency. Only signed a one-year deal with the Bills, but man, did you see the video he posted yesterday of him running routes in that drill?
Yes.
Come on.
I need you to calm down only a little.
Absolutely not.
Nonsense.
Thank you.
A little.
Absolutely not.
You're like at an 11. I need you at like a 7.
The best I can do is a 9. You can't stop this train. You can't stop it. I know who I am. I acknowledge it. I even mentioned on Twitter yesterday when I was talking to some of the listeners.
As someone who irresponsibly peddled hope this year about something.
Someone's got to be right at some point with the Buffalo Sports. Somebody's got to be right.
Or we just aren't. Well,
no, I'm not. Someone's got to be right. I was talking with some listeners yesterday about this, too. And look, at points I'm having fun with this, too. There's a very good chance Moore's just a guy for them. A good guy, but just a guy.
He could be a solid player, and that's still good.
Yeah.
That's why I say settle down.
Here, if he puts up literally the exact season he did last year for Cleveland, 61, 538, and a touchdown.
Solid year.
And he's that's the kind of guy you sign to a one-year contract, right?
Exactly.
There might be a game where you're like, there it is. And then, you know, maybe everything that Jets and Cleveland reporters were saying, he'll go away for like a month. Maybe that's right.
Even if he has an uptick in production, like it's 750, 800 yards.
Yeah.
That's a really good season. That's a solid player for you. Someone you even might want to think about retaining.
Yeah, absolutely. But
on that. Let's get connected to our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Talking to some listeners yesterday, I am now discovering the last few weeks, I am definitely not alone on the Elijah Moore hype train. Jam tweeted at me last night, I really think he's going to thrive here. He is what Josh likes to throw to. I think that's absolutely right. Twitchy, get open quick, kind of more inside workers. And that's how he said it. Shifty type, get open guys. He's always been good with Brown, Beasley, Diggs, those types. I'd even say now Shakir. You know, guy, get open quick, I'll get you the ball. Moore kind of fits that type. I think they'll also be able to use him on the outside. But I think that's more what they got Josh Palmer for, is to be that second outside guy. Most of the underlying stats are like, hey, he gets open and he gets open fast. I think that's probably where he's going to go. Really where I look at with Moore, and I'm not anticipating him being second on the team in catches. I think that's a bit much even for somebody like me who's this excited. I do wonder, though, with how quickly Allen and Moore got on the same page in mandatory minicamp. You mentioned it, too. What do we look at for mandatory minicamp? We look at deployment. He was with Allen, and he was catching a lot of passes. And every reporter that was watching those were like, yeah, Moore's making plays. He's going to be a part of the offense, maybe not focal point, but a part of the offense. And I wonder.
And deployment and training camp is going to be important here, too. We're going to have to look at that. We're going to have to look at who's got the reps, who's playing with who.
Well, as much as we can.
And as much as we can, as much as the media is going to be able to look at.
Mm-hmm.
Preseason, you're getting none of that. Everything that happens in those games does not matter.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of stay healthy.
Yep.
That's why. Ready? Zach, you've got 2 months. This is why I say settle down.
Not a shot.
You got 2 months.
I've wanted him since 21. Not a shot.
This. Yeah, can you, for 2 months, leave it at around a 7?
No.
And then
I told you the best I could do is a 9.
And then in the regular season, then you go ahead and turn the knob.
Derek,
it off even.
The moment I see a text from any of the reporters, a tweet from any of them going, big play by Elijah Moore today, that's the play at camp, I will lose my mind.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
You can sprint marathons, it's just not healthy. You can do that.
What?
It's just not healthy.
I wish we had the cameras to see my reaction to what you just said.
We're sports fans. We're not. None of this is healthy. That's fine. I just, for me, look.
As the one that peddled irresponsible hope
for
something else, I'm just trying to be like, Zach,
nope.
Don't do what I did. Don't be me.
Dove in head first to a 4-foot pool. I'm ready to ride. I'm ready to ride.
Do not do that, by the way. Anybody,
again.
Ever.
Again. I will say, he could absolutely just be a guy for them. But I do look at Moore, and I will say this, if Moore does pop off, and I agree with a lot of listeners that he is that kind of quick twitch, get open fast guy that Allen likes to throw to, I do wonder if, let's say, Moore does pop off, does that mean someone like Keon Coleman, and ultimately, none of us are really going to care, ultimately, if the Bills are good, they don't really, don't tell us how they made the cake, just show it kind of deal, right?
Right.
Just bring it out. But I do wonder if someone like Moore pops off, knowing how Curtis Samuel last year, once he got healthy, was starting to perform. If all of a sudden someone like Keon Coleman, whose biggest issue is separation, does he get left behind a bit? Does someone like Dalton Kincaid, who Allen has a struggle getting the ball to, does he kind of get left behind? And that is something where, you're going to have maybe criticisms of Bean. I know I have mine. But that might be something that comes out if all of a sudden it's like, hey, you have a specific receiver that your quarterback likes to go to. Why are we going away from that style of player in the drafts? We have the template. We know what works. And so I think if a guy like Elijah Moore does come in, and let's say, for argument's sake, he puts up a career year at 25 years old. He had over 100 targets the last few years. I don't think he'll get that high because I don't think Allen's going to get close to like 600 passing attempts.
Right.
So let's say he puts up 90 targets and he catches like 75 passes, but he's closer to like 750 yards and like 4 touchdowns, which I think is absolutely doable.
It's in the realm of possibility
with his ability, and he's not going to be an all-pro pro bowler, but damn good receiver.
Solid contributor.
And let's say Keon Coleman doesn't take that jump forward. What stops the Bills from just signing Elijah Moore to a bigger deal? And then Keon, you're just like, it doesn't work for us. I mean, already most people are kind of wondering what the Bills are doing with Keon. When he was drafted out of Florida State, the idea was he'll work better as a big slot. And the Bills went, no, we're going to put him as next. He's going to be an outside. And that didn't really work. There was moments, there was flashes, and we brought him up, the Seattle game, when it kind of seemed like, oh, he's figured it out.
Yes.
But there were also games early on and even late on, later in the year, and the Bills have kind of openly lamented them. There
Coleman has openly lamented
Coleman,
them.
Yeah, has absolutely lamented them. Or, and I could see this being an avenue, maybe Coleman doesn't drop off, but maybe because the Bills are expected to run the ball more and defenses are zeroing in on it more, there could be more passes available. Maybe they do go back to throwing the ball a bit more because defenses will zero in on Cook and the run game and stuff like that. And if they've got guys getting open, do they maybe see that short passing game as the extension to a run game? They've got so many quick, twitchy, get-open guys that maybe that's how they're going to do this.
And Coleman ultimately serves as – and maybe even Palmer serves as the players on the outside that are going to just – they're there because we need to have perimeter players.
Mm-hmm. Coleman with his size, the strength, and I know the jump ball analytics weren't great for him in terms of catch percentage. But
he has the flashes.
Palmer, I think, is also that kind of guy where, you know, what are we really expecting from him? He was not great in L.A. Again, good underlying numbers, if not great, especially in separation. But he was not
any receiver in a Greg Roman offense, I'm going to forgive.
Yeah, but throughout his career, he has not been awesome.
Yeah.
And that's with Herbert as his quarterback.
I'm just saying.
Not bad.
Like, anyone in a Greg Roman offense, I'll forgive them as a wide receiver. Like, that's fine. I'm not worried.
I'm so curious to see how this passing attack can go. And I thought Moore was the perfect addition late, especially when they didn't grab a receiver in the draft. Derek, I was thrilled when I saw the report that he was visiting because for the most part now you see that usually means they're going to sign him unless he fails a physical or something
correct
disastrous happens on the visit. But now I want to see what really he has to offer. And yeah, I will somewhat read into camp reports, maybe too much, but if I'm hearing that he's being deployed with Allen and he's catching a lot of passes and he's clearly a mainstay in the offense, I'm going to get excited. Now to that point, and I know there's somebody out there probably saying this, Kincaid was a big factor on the offense his rookie year and his sophomore year in camp. He was a big factor in those camps, and it didn't really lead to anything. It is absolutely true. And that's why I'm having fun, but my expectations are somewhat simmered down a little bit with him.
Right.
Because they have to be. Let's be realistic here. But I think there's also a realistic possibility that he is a damn good receiver for the Bills and one that we will all be clamoring for them to sign back come the end of the season.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
803-0550, the number to call. Sabres Live coming up at the top of the hour. Listening to the Northtown Automotive X Point Show on WGR.
You lied to me.
Which time? About what?
Earlier this week.
Oh, man.
You lied to me.
I got myself, too. I didn't lie to you. I was just factually wrong.
Yes.
Which that's tough.
Yes, which I will say is not worse because you got yourself, too.
I got myself.
What am I referring to? It is the actual release today of College Football 26.
Yeah, when I was talking about earlier this week when it came out at noon, that was early access.
Yep.
Today is actually
which
the release
I did not
date.
Pay for.
No, it's $99.
No,
I'm
don't.
I'm poor. I'm not doing that.
It's not even that. It's just I don't have time for that, man. I don't believe in an early access purchase. I don't need
much.
It. Like, it's a bit much.
It's a bit much.
Today
is the actual release date, though.
Today is the actual release date.
At noon, by the way.
In
9 minutes.
8 minutes.
Yeah, found that out this morning.
Yeah.
When I was like, oh, I'm up early. Like, I'll load this up. I'll play, like, a game, and then I'll go to work. No, I still have to wait 4 hours. Are you kidding me?
Well, now you
come on.
Now you have to wait more hours.
Yeah, well, that's my thing, too. Is I'm like, it's a work day. Why is this releasing at noon? Just do a midnight release like a normal person.
Could you imagine?
Move on.
Could you imagine, like, somebody, like, screwed that up, like, as a clerical error? It's like, all right, here we go. Thursday, 12 a.m., midnight release. We're going to get ready to go. And then some dude in the office is like, wait, you said a.m.?
So frustrating.
I have it at p.m.
So frustrating.
And it's like, Steven, what are you doing?
Just
like,
so bad.
Obviously, I'm making up a name here, but, like, I just would love to hear that sort of scenario playing out in my mind because I'm an imaginative person, also known as kind of an idiot.
I will say, though, because the game didn't come out when I thought it did, I ended up watching a movie on what is now back to HBO because they went through a weird marketing phase. We're back to HBO. I watched the original Superman movie, the one with Christopher Reeve and Richard Donner, I believe is the director's name. 1978. I've watched it a number of times, but I rewatched it, of course, in the anticipation of the new Superman movie that's coming out. I'm seeing it Saturday. Very excited.
Love that.
Man, I will tell you, I tweeted it out last night too. It's been said before, and I still can't find a better way to describe that movie. It is endlessly charming. It is such a charming movie. I feel the same way about The Princess Bride. I'm smiling the whole time. It's a great time. It's timeless. It's so good. Christopher Reeve, I think most people agree, is probably still the perfect Superman. And I will tell you,
written better,
Cavill would have been up there too.
Fantastic.
But if you haven't watched the movie in a long time, the interview scene on Lois Lane's rooftop, it's a perfect scene. It is a perfect scene. I love everything about the movie. It had been a few years since I had watched it, but I was like, all right, I'll watch it in anticipation of this. And I forgot just how much I loved it. I was smiling for 2.5 hours. It's so good. It's so good. And there is a part of it, I've seen a lot of people say it too, when did movies stop being romantic? Like there is a love in that film that you just don't see all the time. And when you do, you know it. Like I feel the same way about Denis Villeneuve's Dune movies. There is a love for the material you can feel on screen.
It might be because my generation grew up jaded because constant world historic events keep happening.
Yeah, that'll do it to you. That'll do it to you. That'll do it to you. But yeah, that movie I believe is coming out tomorrow, and then I'm going to see it on Saturday. That should be a good time. But coming up after a quick timeout, Sabres Live. You're listening to WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.